This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Now, listen to this. How's this for a radio job for a kid? Listen.
When I was 9 years old, I got picked as a host of this radio show, Children of Revolution Blossom, which was a very popular show back in the 80s during Iran-Iraq War. My job was to brainwash all kids who were my age. And lots of those kids, they would never see their dads again because they get killed in the war. So this show was aimed to prepare these kids and brainwash them to think that if their dad doesn't come home, he's going to a better place in heaven.
That's the voice there of Kambiz Husseini. Born and raised in Iran, Husseini spent parts of his childhood working as the voice of the Iranian government, as you heard there. But today, nearly three decades later, Husseini is living in Brooklyn, here in New York, working as a political satirist and host of the weekly Persian language podcast, Five in the Afternoon, a show that is banned in Iran.
You know, I grew up in a country that oppressed me all my life. All my life. I wasn't able to talk freely. I wasn't able to express myself freely. I had to have the freedom that I had wanted to have inside my home. And when I wanted to go out, I had to lie all the time. But we're trying to transform all this in humor.
That's Kambiz Husseini on The Daily Show in 2011. And through his own political satire, he himself has been called the John Stewart of Iran. And what better time for political satire than during an election? Leading up to Iran's presidential elections this past week, Husseini said, and I'm quoting here, "Becoming the president of Iran is like making a James Bond movie. The characters stay the same, but they just keep changing the actors." Well, the leading star in Iranian politics after this weekend is newly elected President Hassan Rouhani. And while it's unclear whether he's going to change the politics in Iran, Husseini says Rouhani will definitely change his comedy routine.
Ahmadinejad was a gift to me. He wrote my show for last 3 years. He was part of the content crew. As soon as he would open up his mouth, I had the material. Rouhani, on the other hand, he's not like that. He's more sophisticated. And to me, that would change the language of my show. Ahmadinejad used a lot of low talk that wasn't diplomatic in his speeches. So in order for me to bounce that, I had to use the same language. Rouhani is more sophisticated, and he's going to use a lot of logics probably in a lot of politics in his speeches. And as a result, my jokes would be more sophisticated also. I have to try more. This is harder.
What about the Ayatollah? Is he off limits? Do people in Tehran, do they want to hear it? Do they want to hear you make fun of him?
Yeah, that guy is funny too, you know. Like last week he said at the poll, when he went to the vote, he said that some American officials said that we don't recognize your election. I would tell him, go to hell. You know, a politician in that level comes on live TV and says, go to hell, you know, America. So that's already, I composed a rap song.
Organ-های موازی تو
درک که قبول نداری
رئیس جمهور تدارکات چی تو
درک که قبول نداری
With that phrase that I was saying, okay, how about human rights? And he was saying, go to hell. And how women rights? He was saying, go to hell. How about the political prisoners? And he was saying, go to hell. I have to find a way to do it. But Supreme Leader is most likely my new favorite character now.
Now, they call you, as I mentioned before, the John Stewart of Iran, which he's popular. People love him. I suppose is a compliment, but most comedians I know, you know, don't want to be the something of something else, you know? So how do you feel about that?
Look, I'm very thrilled and I'm very honored to be compared with somebody like John Stewart, who I was inspired from. I like the guy. I like the way he changed the face of media and made humor and satire part of our daily life, and his common sense and sanity that he brought to a U.S. election, to U.S. politics. I'm just honored to be compared with him.
Now, you're still doing a podcast regularly.
Yeah.
And one question I have, knowing all of the electronic censorship that exists in Iran, slowing down of internet speeds selectively by the government, media is very difficult, downloads, I would assume that you're completely censored in electronically in Iran. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
How do people get a hold of your stuff? How do you get it in? What do you do?
Well, people use a lot of proxies to get around the filtering of different websites. I do it through Facebook and other sorts of internet forums. And people get what they want to get, you know.
They manage to get it.
Yeah, they manage to get it. And people, look, they download it and they put it on CD. They sell it on the street. They share it with their friends. We had in, you know, I just started this podcast 20 weeks ago. And we had over 1 million listeners for 20 weeks with all the limitations that we have.
Well, before we let you go, Kamiz Hosseini, I do want to ask, because you're really the only one who can tell me this, what's funny about the Iranian election? I know what's funny about our elections, believe me. What's funny about the election we just had?
Electing Rouhani was a surprise also. He is not a reformist. I would call him a moderate. Even the reformists didn't back him up till last minute. But the latest is that Mr. Rouhani got elected and people got excited and they went on the street. And the first slogan they were chanting, dictator, dictator, thank you, thank you. So I think that's the funniest I heard.
Well, let's hope it gets funnier from here on out and not closer to any kind of brink.
I hope so. Otherwise, I have to make things up.
and we wouldn't want that. And I feel for you because, as Kamiz Hosseini says, the new president, Hassan Rouhani, may be a moderate, maybe a reformer, maybe not, but he's probably not as funny as Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. So
no,
that's a problem.
That's a problem.
All right. Kamiz Hosseini is host of the podcast 5 in the Afternoon and is launching a new online TV show, Politique. He joined us in the studio. Thank you.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.